Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's April 10th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Jack Briglio. Jack is a writer of the Eisner-nominated fantasy adventure series Growing Up Enchanted. We've seen Jack's work in Scooby-Doo and Legion of Superheroes in the 31st Century, The Adventures of Digger and Friends, and Sesame Street Comics for Sesame Street Workshop. During our chat, Jack talked about his current work, Flip, and the reaction he's been receiving from readers. He spoke about how anthologies might be an easier way for comic book newcomers to get into the business. Jack also provided an update on Dominion Jack, appearing in True Patriot Comics, and he drops a hint about something special that's planned for Canada Day. Before we go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. CBC Books interviewed author Cory Doctorow about his latest book, Radicalized. As a collection of four sci-fi novellas, one particular story deals with classic archetypes like a Superman and Batman character. Cory was quoted as saying, "I wanted to address the simplicity of Superman and also the moral suspectness of Batman in light of the current age. The idea of Batman, a billionaire who operates with impunity as a vigilante and is heavily armed because he's a military contractor, I think that plays really differently in 2019. You can read more about the interview on cbc.ca. And stay tuned for an interview with Cory in the coming weeks, as I had the pleasure of speaking with him at C2E2 in Chicago. As part of the International Book Tour, the Michigan Daily interviewed Michael DeForge about his current work, Leaving Richard's Valley. When asked to describe his approach to the environment of the story, Michael was quoted as saying, "I want to make the environment seem very lived in, so I add a lot of both real and imagined bits of Toronto history to the book. Hopefully spending so much time hashing out those details helped me make it feel like a real city. It was important that the characters be tethered to a specific place and time." You can read more on michigandaily.com. The Alcuin Society Awards for Excellence in Book Design in Canada recently handed out the 2018 awards. In the comics category, Sean Caremaker took first prize as a designer and illustrator of Feast of Fields from Conundrum Press. Julie Doucette and Tracy Hurin took second place for Dirty Plot, The Complete Julie Doucette from Drawn and Quarterly. And Rebecca Rosen took third place as a designer and illustrator of Phlegm from Conundrum Press. You can read more at alcuinsociety.com. And on the calendar this weekend is Denver Independent Comic and Art Expo, featuring Faith Erin Hicks. More info can be found at dinkdenver.com. And now, here's my chat with Jack Briglio.
I'm here with Jack Briglio at this major comic show event. I want to talk about Flip. Last time we talked is about to come out, and wondering what the reaction has been and how things are going so far.
So far, so good. I've been to a few shows now. This one is my third show where I've been selling Flip, and it's been a good reaction so far. I've started learning how to pitch the anthology book to everyone, and you know it's always dicey at the beginning, going, well, are people gonna gravitate to it or not? But people seem to like the idea, right? About like a real world's what ifs. It kind of generates a whole lot of possibilities, and people are intrigued. I think they see the cover, they see a nice cover by Miguel Jorge, and then they flip through it and they go, "I see what I did there," and they pick it up. So I'm real hopeful that this anthology will have some good staying power, because I'm looking forward to seeing reviews come in on the book to see what people think.
Before we started this recording, we were talking about these types of shows garnering interest from perhaps would-be people, aspiring artists and writers. Do you think the anthology is a way, sort of a way for these up-and-comers to sort of get into the business without having to put down like a 12-issue mini-series or whatever and try to get that published?
Definitely the way I would recommend it. I mean, when you a team... pulling together a team is so much hard work and so much investment, not just for the writer, the artist, letterer, colorist, everything. Pulling them all together, there's so much work involved. So doing a short story, especially if you're aspiring or if you're learning the craft, best way to do it. I love the anthology format. I mean, I've done long form and short form, and I love the anthology format because it allows you to experiment, allows you to do different things. It allows you to learn about yourself, too, in terms of the things you want to write about or want to draw about or whatever the case may be, right? So totally recommend that the way. There's less investment on the team, and they're willing to, okay, well, you know, you've got a 4-page story or an 8-page story or whatever the case, or a 1-pager, if it happens to be a 1-pager, yeah, try it out. See if it's for you, too, because I know a lot of people come in from other disciplines and say, oh, I want to try comics. And it's like, okay, well, you might want to try it first and see if it's your thing, because some people love the, you know, like a prose author may come in and go, yeah, I want to do comics, and then realize, oh, I kind of like doing my short stories and my novels because I've got more control than, let's say, you know, collaborating with a fuller team. And people don't realize what a collaborative effort comics are.
Switching gears a bit, True Patriot, you have some of the copies here in your character. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your work, how that's going along for you.
Dominion Jack appears in True Patriot Presents right now, and actually issue 12 of True Patriot Presents just came out, I think, last week-ish. So that's the final part. It's an epilogue to the story I've been telling over the course of the last year and a half with Hugh Rookwood, and it's actually something near and dear to my heart because this episode actually takes place in at the Briar. So I'm a big curling, I curl, this is like, I think, the first time in comics that curling actually takes any sort of center stage. So it was fun doing a battle on ice with curling as the and you know, you see some hockey stuff, and I've done hockey, I've done adventures with superhero battles with hockey players and stuff. I did that with the first Dominion Jack story, so it's kind of funny with the last story of book one that, you know, we went to curling, so I'm back to another sport I love, and we had a lot of fun with it. So yeah, pick up issue 12 on Comixology. That's out. We're also doing a Canada Day special after. Originally 12 was supposed to be the last issue, but we're doing a Canada Day special to follow after that. So there will be a Dominion Jack story in that one that will be Canada Day themed. But that's coming out in a few months too. So,
any future plans for Dominion Jack beyond the Canada Day? Do you have any ideas of where it could go from there?
We definitely have ideas for book two. So we're just waiting to see where book one is going to land. We have enough material for book one. We have enough material to do. We'd like to go and down the line of doing a print version, because we've done two trades of True Patriot, volume one and volume two. We definitely have enough for volume three, a big volume three, or split it out into volume three and volume four. So we're definitely looking at that as doing a print edition of that. Down the line, I've also liked to pull all the Dominion Jack stories and collect it, because there's enough material. And yeah, definitely have ideas for a book two, starting to work on that. But I think that's a little further down the line this year, anyways, a little later to this year. But we'll see where it goes. But I can't wait to start with it. I was actually talking to Hugh earlier this week, going, yeah, got some ideas. Let's get talking about it soon, because it's going to be fun. The first book kind of just set the stage, kind of set the world. You know, with a nice, I thought it was a nice, fun adventure, and I want to continue down those lines. I'm really enjoying it.
So you're here at this show. Any other events planned for later this year to showcase your work?
So I was in Kingston last week, and so this week, Toronto. Next up is, I think, in April, going to Cape, so in Cornwall. I'll be at the Cornwall show. I also will be at Ottawa Comic Con in May. In between, actually, for Free Comic Book Day, I'm going to Nexus, the comic store in Kingston, for Free Comic Book Day. We'll be promoting Flip and my other material there too. So that brings me to May. I haven't sorted anything out post Ottawa Comic Con, so we'll see where that goes.
Sounds busy. Where would you recommend that people go online to follow you and check out more of your work?
Well, my website, jackbrolio.com, so my name.com, it's go there, you'll see what I've worked on, and it has links towards all the pertinent places to being able to either buy my books digitally or in print. So from there, that's a great spot. I also have contact information, just so you can hook up with me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm not on Instagram, but I'm on Facebook and Twitter. So please meet up with me there, or if you want to contact me through the website, contact me by email. That's fine too. So yeah, all good. All right, thank you.
Thanks to Jack for the chat. You can discover more about Jack on Twitter at Jack Briglio and online at jackbriglio.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Please check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website, and I encourage you to follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. Please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.